Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Tim, are you on?
Oh, I had it on mute. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hi.
Hi, hi. Did the lady, did you get to contact the lady about being on today?
What lady is this? Gloria?
Wasn't it, huh?
What lady is this?
Oh, I thought it was a lady that was involved with the all natural environment stuff.
Oh, that's pending for Thursday.
Oh yeah, great.
They couldn't do it today. It's either tomorrow or the next Thursday. That's permaculture.
Yeah, great.
That's a permaculture group.
Well, I'd like to start with something Dwayne Hoepner, Dwayne the Great Writer, said a while back that I wrote down, and it goes, nothing exists in the all is, the allness life is, except real freedom. The darkest shadows of ignorance and unawareness has been sold to the masses as a way of life that continues on until one seizes the opportunity to be guided out of all the misery of lifetimes of struggle. So what's being offered is, to begin with, is a song that goes, new you. And if a person is sincere, that's the real connection to get some real guidance and a real education about what's real. I guess today we're going to discuss about how reptilians have affected our physical body and our mental body by convincing us that there's a God and that they're to be worshipped and prayed to, and actually all they're seemingly doing is using us for their benefit as living off of our life force or energy or whatever it is that they get from us besides physically eating us, I guess. Sounds like strange stuff, but as a person starts becoming aware of things that are going on Earth that have been kept actually pretty secret for hundreds or thousands of years, actually. So the way that they seem to have affected our physical body, one of our five bodies, the physical, astral, causal, mental, and etheric, are these vehicles that the real self uses for these experiences that we need here in these psych realms. It sounds like they went and altered what's called DNA from what Claudie, who's an empath, a seer, says that they reptilians altered our DNA from whatever we were, a monkey or some form, mixed their DNA and created us humans for their purposes. And that they use us as a food source and live off our emotions. Like in the astral, it's emotional stuff, like when we're all excited, or like all these sports games people put so much emotion into and seem to care so much about. And then there's the love lives that seem to be so affect people so strongly, and they seem to be able to thrive off of our existence in different ways. I guess that they're quite a bit more advanced than us in the physical human form, that they're able to do things that we're not able to, like shape shift. And so it would be like, it sounds like they could be turn themselves into the most beautiful woman that anybody ever saw, or into whatever king or queen or pope or on this planet to influence us. And then the mental, they seem to be able to make us believe things, or hope for things to happen, or think with that we, some God cares about us. It's just a whole bunch of causes that they seem to be have done to us humans. Of course, it sounds like this is cause and effect creation, this psych realm stuff. So I guess they'll have to have the effect of what they cause come back on to their beings to experience and whatever you want to call it, learn from how they treated others. But it makes a person wonder, too, if it wasn't something necessary to experience, why we came here into this physical realm, this psych realm stuff with our five bodies. Would anybody like to talk about why we came here?
Claudie's on. Hi, Claudie.
Hi.
Maybe you'd like
hi.
To.
Yeah, hi, Claudie.
Hello. I think that one of the things is we live life, we automatically come to this question that you just expressed. And what seems to be, from centuries of life on this planet, we see stuff. But we can't believe some of the stuff we see. It's very not something that we feel confident in. The only place that we feel confident, and that's for a lot of people on this planet, is when we go to worship in our chosen religion. And usually that's we kneel down and beg for something and put coins in the basket for granting our wish, our desire. And if it's granted, then we're happy. And we pledge our lives and then go on from there. What the reptilian of activity, this activity for us to engage in, was to give us a focus on something other than asking questions. They don't want us to think. They don't want us to ask questions of why this is so. So in order to do that, situations are created. Wars happen. Illnesses happen. And so here we are doing our 9-to-5 job every day. We know where we are on Monday morning at 8 o'clock. We're either at work or in school and at our desk. And that's it. So if we continue this activity so that we don't stop, take a pause, and question. Now, we do see nature in front of us, and it supports us. That's all we have to look at, really. Some people there I know are called sun gazers. They look at the sun. Some people are holy people, men, women, who go into caves and sit in silence seeking an answer. Some people find it and become famous around the world. So here is the conundrum, is that, okay, something exists out there. People who work at night are able to see the brilliant stars and everything, see things that we don't see who work during the day because we're asleep at night. So here we go with, what's going on, what's happening, and why? And now that we're in the technological age, we are really busy making devices to make our lives, quote-unquote, better. And yes, they are better. But in making them better, we're also experiencing illnesses from these devices. And yet, we still keep on doing it. And the old saying is that, you know, if you keep repeating the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, that's not going to happen. So here it is. It's right in front of us. All we have to do is kind of pause, take a moment to recollect what's going on, and see if anybody else has an answer. Now, I've heard many answers, have been given many answers when I sang the new UUU song that was given just a few minutes ago. I was curious enough to find out, does this really work? And I would sing it before a few minutes before bedtime and a few minutes when I wake up. And from that, I would ask a question. I want an answer to this question. And lo and behold, either the next morning, a dream will have occurred, or I run into a bookstore at lunchtime and there's a book with the answer. Or I hear a conversation at dinner, overhear something. Answers are always given when you sing the new UUU immediately. It's so you can progress and get information that you couldn't get any other way. So the answers are there. They're given by people who are called guides on the other side. These are the other side being what we get at night in the dream state. And when you meet a guide and they take you somewhere and show you the truth, then you are far ahead of the rest of the crowd. Well, all I can say is try it. See what happens. It may give you an answer you weren't expecting. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Claudie. Val, would you like to say a little about these emotional attachments, or are they called tap lines?
Yes, that's what Duane has termed them to be at this point. And they are kind of interesting because everybody has them in some sort of way. But whether you're conscious of them or not, that's the big difference. And most people are unconscious of them. And that gets people into trouble because they get pulled around by those attachments and those emotions. There's drama. There's reincarnation. There's is suffering and pain, etc., because of these tap lines, as we call them. And in a way, they're kind of necessary, because they're, you know, they provide experience for us that, again, are you conscious of them or not? That's the big difference. So I guess you could say there's okay tap lines. You know, just being in creation, we have certain attachments. We have routines. We have, you know, family. We have job. You know, certain things that we are accustomed to being attached to here. But it's whether we can pull away from them and be, you know, not need them. That's like a key. The real guides are in a position where they, you know, they can come and go, and they're not subject to these things, you know, called tap lines. So it's kind of interesting, the phenomena of tap lines, but they are what they are, and why we're here is just to provide an opportunity for people to see their tap lines, and that's what the real guides do. If you sing the new you, like Tim did and Claudie mentioned, you'll be able to see them. Actually, one time, and we've had many people on the Skypes that have experiences with them on the real side, having them removed in certain ways. I had one removed with my former mate, where I just woke up in the morning and I could, it wasn't anything I saw, but I could feel that it had been taken away, the tap line. It was very strong. I mean, in the meantime, I've gone back to this person in a sort of way, but it's conscious. It's not, before it was unconscious. So it's pulling me around, it's dragging on me. It can cause stress and irritation, trauma. But if you're aware, more aware you are, then these things aren't as bothersome to a person. But Dwayne has brought, I mean, who has even mentioned something like this in the past? This is the first time something like this has been mentioned. Look it up on Google, and you know, you'll get Dwayne's name, but nobody else has ever even had this idea. I mean, there's the karma idea, but this is more specific. It's more defined what is actually going on. That's the value here that we're providing for people, to really take a look at what's going on with their lives, in terms of how they relate to creation and the isness.
Yeah, thanks, Val. Maybe Claudie would like to talk a little bit more about the agenda of the reptilians, like these things that are going on our planet with radiation, like the microwaves, and then we have our air, it seems to be being poisoned, and many different ways, the food and the water. Claudie, would you like to say a little bit about the reptilians' agenda that you're aware of?
Oh, yes, thank you. We've all seen on TV herds of cattle being moved around on a ranch, and you'll see tags in their ears, or some kind of tag. And we've all had pets that have been given a shot with a little device that inserts a tag into the animal's body. And this tag can be scanned, and you know who it is, what the animal is, and who it belongs to, and where they live. Same thing with the people on this planet. Now, I know it's very, very hard to accept sometimes that there are 8 million people last year on this planet. And yes, they're all tagged. And you go, well, that's crazy. That's impossible. And all I'm asking is set that thought aside for a moment and just look at it from the viewpoint that what if that is a true story? What if people are tagged? And what are they tagged for? Well, we tag our cattle to check on them, see how they're doing, if they're ill, what's going on in their, you know, in their body and stuff like that. And eventually they're prepared for market. And by that, I mean, yes, we consume them. We consume flesh. Now, there are creatures out in the universe that eat flesh. It doesn't matter what kind of flesh they eat. And human flesh is tasty to them. So they keep eye on what they're doing. And when I say an eye, that is their agenda. They saw the reptilians found this planet, and it is loaded with minerals and all kinds of precious stones and loaded with people. People were constructed by the reptilians to be used as a food source. So here we are, unaware and being tagged and being set to do certain routines. And our routines are very simple. Work, you know, get up, work, sleep, eat, go back to work. Our lives are very structured. They are with an agenda to keep us going. We do have freedoms. Yes, we do. You can buy any house you want, drive any car you want, color your hair any color you want. Yes, you have the freedom to do that. But you do not have the freedom to enjoy nature. How many people who work in the cities take a chance to go out and see nature or experience nature? Very small. I mean, other than children seeing it in little school camps or things like that, that's the closest we get to nature, which is minimal. Yes, there are people who go out into the public forests, and some people are lost. You don't see them again. But they went out, and they saw nature. And nature is what supports us, and we're destroying and polluting it as we go every day, just driving our cars to work, pollutes nature, along with the ships at sea going back and forth across the ocean, dumping oil into the ocean, and giving a challenge for fish and our food source there. We have the same agenda as the reptilians who come here, found us, and decided to use us as a grocery store. We're good meat. They like us, and they want us to continue. So we're tap line. When you say, oh, tap line, what do you mean? If I come up to you and I ask you, is it sunny or is it dark? You will answer one way or the other. Oh, today, it's kind of cloudy. It's not real dark. Or yesterday it rained a lot all day. Or that sort of answer. Very rarely do you say, oh, it's clear and beautiful and sunshiny and just gorgeous. We're coming into spring, so that's an opportunity for us to see that. But the tap line is we gave agreement to someone about it. It's like when you get a mortgage, you agree that you want this house, and it's going to cost thousands of dollars, and you're going to pay thousands of dollars to be able to live here. Now, if you miss the payment, so you don't pay the property taxes, then you lose out. All that work went for nothing. Cap lining is very simple, too, among people. children are tap-lined by their parents by saying, you will do what I say, and that's that. You do not do this, you do not do that. If you do, then you go to jail. If you do something wrong, you can go to jail. And that's part of the old story, you know, love and glory on the planet Earth. You're born, you go to school, you graduate, hopefully without too much debt, and you get a job, and you try to survive and save yourself. Sometimes it's a struggle. If you get married and have kids, they're going to go through the same thing you are. We need to take responsibility for ourselves and stop this madness, this cycle of destruction, because we're destroying ourselves. And if we wise up and get smart, then we can stop it and have a life that we can control. Who controls your life? Well, the IRS, the church. The food you eat is being changed and altered. People are having more diseases than they ever had before. They tell you don't put your cell phone next to your head, but everybody is told, oh, that's just an old wives' tale. Poo-poo it. It's a joke. So here we have an opportunity. We can look at things. We can decide to take a look at what's being asked of us. Do we want to go down that path, or do we want to think about it and maybe choose a different path, a different agenda? The alien agenda is simple. They're able to live thousands of years in their body. That's why you see the same quote-unquote God appearing on Earth in different epochs. Religions all tend to be the same, worship of a deity. And so here you are worshiping a deity in different forms. It's like going to a costume play and you wear the red cape, or you go to the other costume play and you wear the brown robe, or you go to another play and you see something. It's the same story over and over and over again, and it reinforces our thought patterns. That's why we have tap lines forced upon us. We are forced to believe. And now a lot of people are going the other way. So it's an adventure. If you seek it and say, I think I want to think on this a while, that gives you freedom and it releases you from the tap line. When you do not agree mentally with another person's idea of what a God is, then you are not tap on. You're let go. You're free. And freedom, real true freedom, is not something the humans have experienced yet. So we got an adventure laying ahead of us. Let's see what happens. Thank you.
Thanks, Claudie. It seems like I'm becoming aware of right here and now how these reptilians are destroying the worlds here in these psych realms. So that's why the new you song is so important. Because if a person doesn't make it into the real universes, out of these psych realms in this lifetime, then they're going to be coming back and experiencing more sorrow and suffering and things, whatever it takes, I guess, in forever to get to a point where a person doesn't want to come back into these psych realms anymore, unless they come back, maybe like Dwayne, to be doing something for all of us that are here in these psych realms to help us be able to get it out of them. That we get to a point where we've had so many experiences and so many lifetimes that we don't want to come back and be slaves for reptilians or or we don't want to have all these attachments that we seem to think are so important and end up with so much, whatever you want to call it, unhappiness or experiences that we've had enough of and we don't want to experience anymore. We see that that's something that we have experienced, and maybe it was a lesson that a comparison to the way we wouldn't want to live. Anyway, these reptilians seem to have very big power. In fact, it looks like I'm becoming aware of they have the power to destroy this very planet like it's just another material thing, and it only takes so much power to destroy it. It might seem big to us, but it's a very tiny speck out of all the material realm. It's not too far out there that you can hardly see it at all. It's like it almost doesn't exist in these galaxies and in this physical realm place. So this is what's going on about the new presentation. It's an opportunity to get to be in the real universes where we have real freedom, where we're not controlled by authoritarians, brutalitarians that cause wars and starvation and disease and just do all kinds of things. Like at the present, they're making this a place to for them to habitat, and we're only going to be whatever's left of us used as slaves. So if a person doesn't want to come back and be a slave to them, they better pay attention what's being offered, because you don't know when it's going to be offered again to get out of these psych realms. It's just an illusion, it sounds like, anyway. It's something we need to experience to have a comparison of what isn't real compared to the real universes. Anyway, that's kind of like what I wanted to discuss today, was the effects of the reptilians on us, how they're doing all these things to us, and we're unaware, and we agree that, oh, it looks good. They make it look like this is good for us, when actually it's just another way to poison us and get rid of us, so they have another planet for whatever use they want it for. Would anybody else like to talk a little bit about the psych realms or the real universes or real freedom or the effects?
Yeah, sure. This is Henry here.
Yeah, hi, Henry. Go ahead.
One thing I was seeing from what you're just saying is how the reptilians there. Yeah, they're doing what they're doing, and in a way that they don't want to destroy the planet completely, because they want to. Well, they will eventually, but they want to use all the resources here that they can that will benefit them, and so at the moment the humans are kind of using up some of the resources they want to use, you know, whether it be in the soil or mining it or whatever it is, and so they're trying to reduce the population and in various different ways so that they can keep, you know, extracting these things from the planet that they want to, and keep some, you know, beings here, whether they be like a smaller number of, well, even though it's going to be a smaller number, it's better than the whole planet being turned to dust, and then eventually probably will, and then they'll go find another planet somewhere else in the physical realm here. And yeah, so what I was seeing is you can, lots of people, there's just so much stuff here in creation, and lots of people are aware of what the reptilians are doing, but
realistically, unless you're paying attention to your real awareness and recognizing what it is and what the true reality of life is, then you're just going to stay lost in creation. You might not think you're lost because you always decide where you are, but you're lost because you're not recognizing your real awareness. You're just identifying with your created body here. So everybody's choice, but it's really fun to share what we're sharing, which is real and wonderful, and it's really cool and fun when people pay attention and see what we're doing, which does happen. And like Val said, we have Skype calls and some people show up, and it's really cool to hear their experiences and just share with people. We have a new radio show called Meet the New Kids, where we're interviewing the people who have showed up to see and recognize what we're doing. And it's so real to hear their experiences through this lifetime and even other lifetimes that they recognize to get to where they are now, where they're just doing what makes sense for themselves and for everybody. And it's so cool, and it makes everything we do worthwhile and makes you really grateful, makes me really grateful for the position I'm in when other people are grateful for what I'm doing. So it's super cool. And just to kind of change the subject a little bit, I was watching last night, there's this place in Washington, I was telling Val about it. It's like a ranch, and there's like tons and tons of UFOs that go there every day and every night. And aliens come down off their ships, and, you know, over, I don't know how many thousands, hundreds of thousands, or at least over 30,000 people have been there and seen UFOs. Everybody that goes there sees UFOs and or aliens and, you know, Sasquatches, Bigfoot, and things like that. And so I had a question for Miss Claudette here, Galactic Girl, about the aliens, because these guys, you know, they're aware of the good aliens and the bad aliens, but for Miss Claudette, I was wondering, what are the so-called good aliens these people are talking about? Why aren't they doing anything to create a real benefit for all the struggling, unaware humans here?
Well, that's a good question. All I can say is what I've observed, and I've been a nosy kind of person all my life. I want to know what's behind the green door or the green curtain, like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, and to find that the person behind that green curtain is fake makes me go, hey, wait a minute. This is not the way it's supposed to work, and yet it is. We are told stories as children, fairy tales, and so on and so forth. And we believe them until we grow up. And it's sad to say, eventually we figure out who Santa Claus really is, or the Easter Bunny, or the fairy godmother, or whatever. We figure it out. You get to a point in time, and then you know the difference. That's the part where, as children, we enter into our adult life. Now, the trick is, if you can carry that wonderful curiosity along with you as you grow up and enter the workforce and start applying principles you learned in grade school to where you are working. I was really good at marbles when I was in grade school. And to win the big marble was a challenge, but you had to be, you know, had to practice. And I practiced and practiced and practiced until I won one. And after that, there was no stopping me. I was going to win all the marbles. So there is an avenue that as children, we learn how to become aware of games that are put, tricks that are played on us. And then these children take these tricks into adult life and play it on other children who are adults. So here is a part of life, a scene, a peek into life that we see from the children's viewpoint. And this is exciting because we can see it and recognize it in adult life. When we sit down and watch TV a lot, we watch lawyer shows or westerns or space shows or love stories. All of that is based on stuff we learned as a kid. And if we're smart, the smart monkey will figure out how to apply principles in our daily life. Like being Capline, I'm going to use an example, not to say anything negative about anybody, but if you've ever been to a car lot to buy a car, used car, the salesman comes out and gives you a very good argument for buying this car at his price. So we have an opportunity we come in, the first thing a lot of people who've been to see a car salesman will say, I don't even bring my wallet with me, I don't have any change or cash or anything. And so here we are at the used car lot with the salesman on one side and us on the other trying to keep a hold of our hard-earned cash and yet not get into the don't sign anything. That's part of life. It's the way we learn. And when we learn, we get smarter. Not so dumb, but a lot of us are naive. We don't believe that we could get taken. But every day on the news in our town, they have the Wheel of Shame, where they show how people are taken for construction problems or stuff like that. I had a neighbor who hired someone after the hurricane to put that black stuff on the driveway, and all he did was put black paint on the driveway. And she told it to the crime fighters on the news hour, and they came out and they helped her to get, but he still got away with the money. And so you hear these stories all along. The kids also do this at school during the lunch hour, right home on the bus. They have opportunities. So when you live life, you're given certain warnings. People come up and say, hey, don't go down such and such a street. There's a gasoline spill, and the firefighters are there cleaning it up. Okay, then as you go along, you have more opportunities for people to warn you. But whether you decide to take it or not. Now, I used to live in Houston, and one of the things we always had to deal with was the flooding in the area. If you can't see the road, don't go down it, because you'll easily get stuck. So from that, I decided to be smarter and not go down the road that I can't see. Anyway, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Claudie. Maybe we could discuss a little about this real side or dream visions, and as comparison to this physical realm where it's so brutal, with a child's heart seeing people being blown up and the starvation and all these things we've experienced that are, we've become almost numb to, like it's commonplace on planet Earth, where there's so many ways that humans are suffering. And then we have these experiences when we're not using our eyes or ears or nose or taste or smell. And I'm becoming aware of, we create this experiences in this dream vision realm. So it's like Dwayne says, how he experiences Blue Sky Island and mermaids and things that aren't very common for just anybody here in the physical. Would anybody like to mention anything about the real side and some of their experiences where it's like they want it to be instead of the way it is here in this physical? It's like here in the physical, the way things are right now, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Our water is getting more poisoned, and our air is getting more poisoned, and our food's getting more poisoned. But in the real side, there is none of these things that like cause and effect. It's this isness is what life is. All this stuff in the psych realms is, what's it called, Maya? It has a purpose. And it only lasts so long. And we're to go through these experiences like countless others have already gone through these experiences or are in the real universes, whether they call the silent ones or the real guides. So how long does a person want to experience staying in these psych realms? If it's to a point where they think that there could be something better and they're looking for some guidance to find out and get a real education about what is real, what it's all about, then this song, The New You, is a giant gift for those who sincerely want to pay attention to what life's is, instead of just paying attention to all these worldly things that all disappear, that actually aren't anything in this thing called time and space in a zillion years. What does it matter what a person what does on this speck of dirt in the psych realms now? Would it matter a zillion years from now in this time space psych realm, which will keep going, because I guess it's a necessary part of what our real awareness has to go through to have a comparison of what you wouldn't want to experience in the real universes, because we've already gone through all these experiences that we wouldn't want to experience anymore. Anyway, it's just there's so many things about life, and it seems like all that's going on Earth is people are being dumbed down more than ever by these microwave mind-controlling mad science and reptilian interference. So it's getting to the point where that's what the effort is about, is to share something that's very wonderful and hopefully earn our way into the real universes in this lifetime. If that's something that's important, maybe not to the ones that are so wealthy and until their time comes, or something drastic takes place, they could care less about real universes and psych realms and or about reincarnation or anything that is not of this physical realm. That's all that so many seem to think about is just this physical realm, or the astral and physical, emotional, how they feel about love lives, or but it's all this concentration and effort seems to be about money and having worldly things that they're not going to take with them into their box in the ground or whatever it's going to happen to their body, their physical body, when it no longer works. And that's another thing. If these reptilians seem to be in the process of robotizing the humans, and they and the physical bodies won't be dying, so they can use them for maybe what's called forever, that you have no chance hardly anymore of getting real freedom in real universes. You'll just be stuck as a slave for reptilians. So it's a warning. It is something that seems like it's very important right now on this earth to be given out to those that are ready to pay attention and not think it's just a bunch of stuff that they have no interest in listening to or trying for themselves to experiment to find out for themselves what the new you does for them, if they sincerely are trying to see what it does and maybe get to experience real guides in their dream visions, or which is the treasure of life in this physical realm, is the gift of being able to not have to come back here anymore, unless it's just to help others get out of this psych realm brutal place with all the hard lessons that we all have to experience. Anyway, would anybody like to say something about something?
Well, you know, if anybody ever gets a chance to listen to Dwayne, the great writer, he's on the Skypes, he's on YouTube, he's all over the internet with various publications. It's really interesting because he sees what doesn't exist, you could say. It's anybody else could say what he's saying, but it's like what's in back of what he's saying is what's really being presented. And whatever we're saying here on the show too, it's just, these are just like whatever you get as a listener are just ideas basically, but there's something behind them and that can only be recognized. So these are just ideas for the mind to chew on, to give a hint to, but the doing part of it is the recognition, and that's the meaningful part of what we're presenting. And that's why I say when you listen to Dwayne, he presents things that in a way, you know, he's in the now. He's got the recognition, he's got the connection, the real connection. He is the real connection to this reality. So when you're listening to him, pay very close attention to what he's saying and what he's not saying, you could say, because pay attention to what he's seeing, not as much maybe what he's saying, the words that he's saying, but what is he seeing? It's usually something that you've not considered, or from my experience at least, that I've never even, it's like almost an aha moment every time I listen to him, like, aha, like, wow. If you really listen closely, it's like it's you're picking up on it a lot of times intuitively. When I first came to know the new presentation, I recognized right away, well, after a day, after one Skype call, it took me one Skype call, but after that, I recognized what he was saying or how he was saying, and the connection that he had was different than the other masters and teachers that I was associated with. Very much different. These other masters were mainly sound good words that I heard, you know, full of love and truth, and happiness and peace and all these good things, you know, and you do this and you're going to heaven. And but with Dwayne, it was just this realness to it. It was just, this made so much sense. I mean, it was different than these other doctrines where they preach the love, basically the love idea. This actually made sense, and it made sense what he was saying, and it hit home, you could say. I mean, it just made so much sense to me. And like I mentioned in the Skype, it was like a no-brainer almost. And I don't mean that as like you're duh, you know, you're just following something. It's just like, what is there to consider? This is it. This is like, there's no place else to go. This is like reality. This is like everything right here. But again, you know, I can be talking about this, and the listeners could be listening to the words, but they won't mean anything unless you yourself have the recognition of what we're talking about here on the show, what Dwayne's talking about. It sounds good, just like any other path, but until you have that experience of recognition, it will just sound good, and you'll. So, again, he's living in the nowness, and that shows, and it shows in that every time you come to it, it's new now. So everything in the past has fallen away in a sense, and each new moment is now, and you have another chance. It's like another chance, you know. There's always, I don't want to say hope, but there's, life is new now every moment. So you always have, you can always recognize it in that next moment or the moment now. You can always see it, you know. You always have the opportunity to see it. So don't be dismayed or think, you know, you have to chase something or desire it. It's just simply be willing to see it. Sing the new you. That's the hint. You know, listen to the Skypes, read Dwayne's books, and then just be willing. Be a willing piece of attention, you know, whatever you are, whatever your thing is, whatever your self, you know, you've decided to be, that part of yourself especially, go for, you know, just be willing to see more. And that's Kelsey, our new friend here in Huntington Beach, she was saying the other night, it's, if people just took that one idea to that there's something more, you know, in life than what they're self-convinced about, that just take that one idea and consider it. I mean, that would mean a whole lot to, in terms of getting people past, or just having them see more, basically. Like, just, are you willing to see more? And it's from there, life will show you more. But it's just that people are just so entrenched in what they believe and what their routines are, that they're not even going to consider anything, that there's more than their path or more than this reality here. So even that is a big, huge thing for for the humans. That's my two cents there.
Yeah, thanks, Val. That's very important, that what we're trying to share with others to find out for themselves of this new presentation with Duane Hepner, wonderful worldwide educators. And find out for yourself if Duane is pure, if he's sincere, if he's humble, and if he's thankful. You have to decide for yourself. If it's something that is important to you, if it's your time to meet real guides, real guidance, and get a real education and a real purpose for being alive. Because there's many projects, it seems like, to help our fellow beings along the path like we're being helped. Does anybody else have anything that they'd like to mention today, or we'll finish up if not, but if anybody does, would like to talk about purity, sincerity, humility, gratitude, or real love? I guess we could take turns singing the new you, if you can do that, Val.
Okay. Let's start. New you. Claudie? Henry and Kelsey.
New you.
Tim.
New you. Good talking with everybody. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thanks, Val, for helping put on the radio show again. So we'll all be together soon. See ya.
Bye.